I want to preach tonight on forgetting not God. Forgetting not God. I wonder how can a person forget God that has done him so good?
Come on, brother.
Tell it.
Every time I look around and I see God in so many things. I see God in His creation. I see that greater light shining as it obeys God in the day. I see that sun giving God the glory of who His creator is. I see the moon at night, the lesser light, obeying the word of God. God said, even the creation, the glory of heavens, declare who He is. But God is not so important of the sun and the moon, and He wants glory from His people. He wants everyone that have breath, praise ye the Lord. The Bible says as a deeperness with God that God inhabits the praises of His people. I believe God is a jealous God. He wants praise.
Yes, He does.
I don't know how long it's going to be that those that get there that will just continuously at His throne worshiping Him continuously. I can see the angels above the throne going back and forth saying, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah. Woo! Tell it, brother.
The Bible tells us not to forget His holy acts.
Right.
Isn't it something that God said that we must be very careful? We could entertain angels unaware.
Yeah.
And have you ever noticed about God that when people get around God or God really gets around them, they begin to cry.
Yeah.
They begin to worship. They begin to say, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. And because you feel His grace and His mercy and His love. Amen to God.
Yeah.
But it's something when He gets around devils, they say, why do you come to torment us before our time?
Uh-huh. Come on.
Isn't it something they don't want to be around?
No, they don't.
Hello.
Come on.
But the church wants to bow before Him.
Woo, tell me.
Amen to God.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. You know, if you take 10 lepers,
uh-huh,
and they're standing far off and they're unclean. They can't go to the temple. They can't get around people because they're unclean, they're lepers. So yet they stood afar off and cried, mercy, mercy to Jesus. Aren't you glad He's a merciful high priest? Aren't you glad His mercy endures forever and ever and ever because He is mercy? And they begin to cry out, have mercy upon us. And Jesus looks at them. They're lepers. They're unclean. And He said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they walked away, one stopped and looked at himself real carefully.
Uh-huh, he did.
He saw no more leprosy.
Yeah.
Ooh, tell
did you hear that? He saw, and not only did he not see no more leprosy, he looked at himself and he turned. And he went back to the Christ.
Uh-huh.
And he fell down before Him. And he began to praise Him. He began to thank Him for what He had done. I believe the church needs to thank Him at all times. I believe we need to thank Him. He's given us another day upon this earth. I should thank God. Let everything that hath breath give praise to Him. Thank the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. It's something that, you ever heard that old saying, if your head wasn't attached, you'd forget it?
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Have you ever lost something and then when it comes to you, you forgot it? You say, well, where did I put it?
Uh-huh.
Do you hear me? And if you can't find it, you blame somebody else.
Amen.
What'd you do with it? I didn't do nothing. You had it, man. You had it. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Isn't it something that for 400 some years, the children of Israel wept and cried continuously.
Yeah.
God, Sam the deliverer.
Yes,
God, come and redeem us from the place of this affliction. There were affliction. The Egyptians beat them. Treated them as dogs. And they kept crying and they kept crying. And for 400 some years. And then God sends Moses back into Egypt. Isn't it something? He gets back there and he begins to show things after things, the acts of God.
Yeah.
And they so soon forget God.
Yeah, they do.
They so soon forget. How could it be? How could it be? By seeing the plagues, the judgments of God upon the children of Egypt. And how God protected them and watched over them. How God opened that Red Sea that they could walk across on dry land. And the enemy God destroyed out there. But on the other side they praised and they worshiped. But in no time they forgot the mighty works of God. They forgot God Almighty. How could that be? How could it be with 12 disciples that is on that mountain and Jesus is preaching to thousands and he takes a few loaves and fishes and he feeds a multitude and they eat and he gathers up the fragments and not long after that, maybe months, I don't know, the same condition. And they soon forgot the loaves and fishes. They forgot what he done not long ago. They forgot it. God help us. Forget not all his benefits. Forget not all the little things as much as the big things. No, it's like a man.
Don't forget what he does.
Amen, brother.
Hey.
There's some that didn't forget.
Right.
There's some that don't forget.
Right.
But there are those that do forget.
Uh-huh.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Forgetting. Paul learned there was things he had to forget. Forgetting what's behind me.
Yeah.
Forgetting what's behind me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to forget what's before me.
Right.
Amen. Come on, church. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
You know, a person gets a job. They want to know the benefits.
Yeah.
What kind of benefits do I get? We don't have benefits. You find a job that gives them. I like the benefits.
Yeah.
Amen to God. I like the benefits. And then you get the benefits. You get this and that and so forth. Well, I'm telling you, there's a multitude of benefits in this book. First of all, there's salvation in Jesus Christ. That's a benefit you and I could never pay. Only Christ paid that. Do you hear me? He paid the debt you and I could never pay. Do you hear me? I can say, oh, the blood of Jesus. I'll not forget what he done on that cross. I'll not forget what he done 30 some years ago. God help me if I backslide and go back in that world like the prodigal son. When he came to his right mind, he remembered the benefits of God. He remembered there was bread in the house of God. He remembered he had shoes in the house of God. He remembered he had a ring. He had God because God was his father. He came back to his right mind. I've lost it all.
Yeah.
But I'm going back.
I'm going back.
Going back. I'm going back where I first began.
Yeah.
Sometimes, church, let's forget not those old landmarks. There's a reminder. There's a reminder. When Joshua gets ready to take them across Jordan, God told him now, when those priest's feet touch that river, the waters will roll back on both sides. But he said, now you tell them on the other side, send 12 princesses into that water and get those 12 stones and bring them out of that water and put them up. That when your children come by, it will be a remembrance that God opened this river up. My God, we need to remember what God's done. mind. God came along. When all hell was breaking out, God came along.
Yeah.
And he said, now stand still and see the salvation of God. Let's remember the redeemed of the Lord will say so.
Hallelujah.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes.
Listen, God reminds us. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So let the redeemed tell the world who he is. For greater is he that's in you and me than he that's in the world.
Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, you ever heard that song? I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me, all of heaven came down.
Yeah.
You ever heard that song?
Bless him, Lord.
I have, just don't know it. But I do know the meaning of it.
Yes. Bless him, dear. Bless him, Lord.
I thought, Lord, how soon they got out, he would feed them bread, he would feed them meat.
Yeah.
And the Bible said they soon forgot the works of God.
Yes,
you ever heard that song, He's Still Working on Me?
Yeah.
But I can tell you tonight, I'm not the man I used to be. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things. So I believe it's time to tell the church I haven't forgot. 30-some years ago, any one of us here that's truly been born again, if I asked you, could you take me to the very place when Jesus came in? If you were really born again, you could take me right back to that spot. It could have been in the outhouse. It could have been a honky-tonk. It could have been somewhere. But you can say this. I was born again. I know my Redeemer lives. I know he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet up on the rock. I remember the day the Lord saved me. Sometimes we need to look in the mirror and remind ourselves where he brought us from. We need to take us. Not that I want to look back at all, but I can look back. And I've got a lot to say. I know what I was, but I know what I am now. Do you hear me? I know what I used to be, but I'm not a used to be. Oh, shout with me now. Shout with me now. I now belong to the Son of the Living God.
Yes.
I lied to you. I cheat you. I steal. I got drunk. I lived like a devil. But oh, I can tell you, God to be the glory. 30-some years ago, he set me free. He set me free. He's put my God. He has furnished a table in the presence of my enemies. He's given me sweet sleep. He's healed my body. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. My mind. He gave me a mind to know his mind.
Yeah.
Oh, do you hear me? Church, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Bless him, Lord Jesus.
He's taller than the stars.
Yeah.
They sing to him every night.
Bless him, Lord.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. There's a lot of good words in some songs. Amen. Amen. I thank God. He gave me a love that I could come to his house and bow down and worship him. I thank God for that. Oh, you know, I thought about it. That man in the tombs. I believe how often he'd like to went home to his family.
Yeah.
I believe that how often that man possessed with devils. Holy devil possessed.
Come on, brother.
I mean, even the city there could not chain him. He's so bound, he'd break the chains.
Yeah.
The Bible said he lived among the dead, in the tombs and in the wilderness.
Yeah.
At night, he's probably screaming and crying.
Yeah.
Oh, cursing who God was. That's the devil in him. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
God, his mind is totally, totally defiled. His life totally possessed, and he couldn't get free that what had him. He couldn't get free from the powers of darkness. But Jesus, one day, he just didn't want to get in the boat to go a boat ride. He got in the boat and simply not to go to the other side. He knew somebody over there needed him. I'm telling you, we need the Lord every day, second time of our life. The devils knew he was a coming.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't want to give up that man.
No, they didn't.
He stepped out of that boat. The battle begun.
Yeah,
I know who's going to lose.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that song? If I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way.
Yeah, amen.
Great God, isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that wonderful? The devils, they said, why have you come to torment us before our time? Sin will torment you, torment you. It will oppress you. It will have you times you can't even think straight. You can't even get out of the bed with your own feet. Sin has you in bondage.
Yeah, it does.
It blinds you from who God is.
Uh-huh.
Your mind is so corrupt. Your heart is so full of unforgiveness and hatred.
Uh-huh.
But when the King of Glory comes in, He'll give you a peace that passes all understanding. What a benefit from God to give you a peace where pills can't do it, where drugs can't do it, where alcohol can't do it, where sex can't do it, where love, a peace that passes beyond your understanding. Oh, when you're having a nervous breakdown, you can't hardly cope with life. And then when the peace of life, the Prince of Life comes and says, peace to your soul, peace to your storm, it settles it, it's done, and you give him a joy, the joy of you and him, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's a benefit from God. Silver and gold can't do that, but I have a friend that can.
Oh, yes.
I have a friend that will stick closer than a brother.
Amen.
I have a friend that will love you at all times.
Amen.
I have a friend that says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But lo, I'm with you always.
Yeah.
There are those that family leaves them, wives leaves them, husbands leaves them, on and on and on. But thanks be to God, when everyone forsakes you, he'll stand right there with you and says, I love you. I'm with you, child. Hold on. Hold on. Joy is coming. Watch God move. The benefits of God, they are unspeakable.
Speak
of all of
all. Yay! Hallelujah.
The benefits of God.
Yeah.
He heareth all thy diseases. He crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. He restoreth my soul. And that Psalms 23, about every funeral service, that Psalms comes out. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, he is.
I'm glad I'm his sheep.
Amen.
He leads me beside still waters.
Yeah.
I read a lot in the different parts of the scriptures, but I noticed there was a man so much after the heart of God, he just sang to him. He praised him. He worshiped him. He just spoke of all of his goodness. Forget not all of his benefits. He restoreth my soul. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Hallelujah.
What benefits, dear God. You know, they're out of the world, but they're in you.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Praise God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can he provide a table in the wilderness? He can.
Yeah.
They saw so many acts. They saw so many works of God. And the Bible says in Psalms, the works of the Lord are in righteousness, and all His ways are holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot. Have you ever had any people lie to you? I've had a bunch of them.
Yes. Yes.
And they're not always sinners that's doing it.
Amen.
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 Come on, brother.
It's the truth.
Come on.
Think of that man.
Bless God.
He's so bound by the devils that he couldn't even talk to Christ. He was so bound. He was so bound. He was so controlled by devil possession. He didn't even wear clothes. He's naked.
Right.
He's cutting himself, screaming.
Yeah.
I don't want those benefits.
No, I don't either.
Let's not forget the works of God.
Right. Bless Him, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Watch Him feed 5,000 people and forget about it. How are we going to do it? Have you soon forgot the few loaves? How can it be? How can it be? It's so easy to start forgetting.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. I got up this morning. Thanks be to God, I got up to see another day.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Praise God.
He let me get up. For this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad therein it.
Yeah.
I thank Him for the little things, and I thank Him for the big things.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? I thank God He has restored my soul. Thank God He keeps my family safe. Thank God He is my shelter. Thank God He's my high tower. Thank God He supplies all of my needs according to His riches and glory. Thank God. I said thank God. Oh dear God, let's not forget what God's done for you and me.
Amen.
The devil said, why have you come to torment us before our time? We know who thou art. He asked him the name. Legion for many were many. Suffer us, Lord. Suffer us to go into those swine, those pigs.
Yeah.
Ain't that something that devils would rather live in pigs? I said the devils would rather go live in a bunch of pigs, but the pigs didn't want the devils to live in them.
Right. Amen. Come on, brother. Yeah.
My God, do you hear that?
Bless
the pigs didn't want to live with those devils.
No, he didn't.
Woo!
Bless Him, Jesus. Help
dear
me.
God, dear God, dear God. They wanted to scare that man. They wanted to keep him bound. They wanted to torment him. They wanted him to die lost.
Yeah.
The thanks be to God that gave him the victory through the blood of Jesus, the power of God. He said, go out of him. And they came out of him. God, my God, my God.
Come on.
And the pigs ran violently.
Yeah.
And they drowned it in the sea. And then the pig farmers saw what happened. And they went into the city.
Uh-huh.
Told what happened.
Yeah.
And the whole city came out. And they saw the man clothed in his right mind.
Yeah.
God will give you a peace of mind.
Amen.
Pills won't do it.
No.
I said pills won't do it.
Uh-uh.
You just need another one, another. If you can't get it, you're just totally falling apart. I can tell you, he can speak peace to your mind. He can peace to your soul. And I can tell you, he can stop it. If he can say to a an ocean, be still. I can tell, he can say to you and me, be at peace, be at peace. Because he is the Prince of Peace. And they saw what happened. And you know what that city wanted to do? Leave us. We would rather be with the pigs. And the young man is, he's sitting there at Jesus' feet. They seen. And it feared him that they was afraid.
Yeah, there was.
And Jesus starts to get into the boat. And the man wants to get in the boat with him. But Jesus suffered him not so. He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home. And I want you to tell what good things the Lord has done for you.
Yeah, praise God. Bless him, Jesus.
Now you can go home.
Yeah.
Peace be at your home.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I believe he went home.
Yeah.
And he began to say, I'm not the same man that I used to be.
Right.
I know who my Redeemer is. Isn't it something? Where did you get them clothes? He clothed me. He clothed me.
Uh-huh.
He clothes the naked.
Yeah.
He feeds the hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, he visits the sick.
Yeah.
What benefits does the church have?
Yeah.
Amen. We are. If you would go with me a few times, maybe you'd only go with me once and wouldn't go with me no more. I go into the bush of Africa, into the jungle of Guinea. You remember when they had that Ebola? Well, I was right in the jungle of that country when that Ebola broke out. And I was in Liberia, right there in Painesville. Right there as many times I've been, right in that area, in Monrovia, right in that area. And here, I was there also with that Ebola. The man that left and got on the plane and wound up in Texas, he died right after that. He died. He went to the hospital. They treated him. He went out and he died in no time. I was right there in that place. I was in the jungle of Guinea, right there where the Ebola started in that country. But thanks be to God, he is my protector. He's my shield. He's my buckler. Oh, my God. Oh, I can say, I wish I could say and really mean it every day. Such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, rise up and walk.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless him, Jesus.
Freely you receive, freely give.
Yeah.
Here, I see, don't say how big his family was or whatever, but I figured probably he had children, he had a wife, he had loved ones. They could see you, who's, is this our daddy? Son, it's me. What happened to you, Dad? There was a man named Jesus.
Yes.
He came my way.
Jesus, yes. Glory to God.
And I found out who the Son makes free.
Yes.
Wife, children, family, uncles, cousins. I'm free. I'm free. What happened to the chains? He didn't need a key to take them off. They just fell off.
Yeah, man. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank God. He removes all the weights and the bondages of sin.
Yeah, man.
You can't do it, but I know a man can.
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm all alone by myself, I can go and pray. You may be sleeping, you may be hundreds of miles away, but I know who's right there with me. Listen to my God. Let's not forget where he brought me from. Let's not forget he brought you out of darkness into that marvelous light. He brought you as a son of the living God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And they that fear the Lord, angels encamp about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Elisha. He wakes up early that morning and his servant goes out. And all he sees is an army circle those mountains. And fear gripped him. Fear gripped Elisha's servant. He said, "Master, I mean, there was chariots and the enemy surrounded." And fear struck him. And Elijah said, "Open his eyes, God. Open his eyes that he can see there's more for us than they are against us."
Yeah.
If God be for you, who can be against you? Fear has torment. But God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Those are benefits that comes from heaven above.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And all his gifts are pure and holy.
Yeah, they are.
Those people over in Africa, they would eat what you give your dogs. I said, "Do you hear that? When a man's starving to death in Haiti, some of them are starving, their hair's turned orange, those little bellies blowed up, looks like a bat. That's not food, that's starvation. That's maltreated, dying, noses pouring with just snot and just slime. Their eyes are matted, their hair is turning, their little bones, they're just deteriorating. And dear God, we feed Rover more in one day than they get in a week."
Amen.
Forget not what God's done for you. Amen. It's time the church shares what God's done. It's time that we proclaim, "Look what the Lord has done."
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Yeah.
They don't run to the doctor like a lot of us can. There's witch doctors over there. Soothsayers. All night long you can hear the drums beating, witchcraft, devil worshiping. But thanks be to God that will give you and me the victory through Jesus Christ. He likes to be worshiped. He likes to be praised. He wants you to know, forget not all his benefits. How can you know them all? They're innumerable. One leper came back. One leper came back.
Yeah.
I was kind of in a twist about tonight's message. I thought about there the woman that here a man invites Jesus to come to his supper. He sits down and he's eating with the man. And in walks a woman that's not even invited. Not even invited. She walks in, she's got a little ambassador box. And that's all she had. But the value of it was great. She could have looked at the value of this, like Jude and some of them said, "Why was all this waste done? It could have been given to the poor." She went over to him and they watched him. All eyes were upon her. She wasn't asked to come in there. She wasn't even invited. And she fell down at his feet and she broke the box. And she poured it upon him.
Yeah, she did.
And then she got down and she began to kiss his feet. And those that sit around had indignation.
Yeah.
God, why was this waste? He said, "This woman, her sins are many, but they're forgiven. And for much is forgiven, much more is loved."
Yeah, come on, brother.
You know, she was one of the first women that got to that tomb early in the morning.
Yeah.
Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what she was looking for? She was looking for a dead body. And she still said, Where have you laid my Lord? He's not among the dead, but he's among the living. For all live to him. She cries, her hair she takes, she dries his feet, she takes her glory, and she dries his feet with it.
Yeah.
What she had, she was willing to give it.
Yeah.
Isn't it something? Her name was Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
And do you know she was set free from devil possession?
Yes, she was.
The truth is, if when you was in sin, you were held captive by the will of the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the only way you can get free from him is by the blood and the power of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
And it's up to you to stay free.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen. That man could have went back to those tombs, but I believe that they had a funeral service. He said, I'll be praying, but I don't want to go back there. Because I know what's back there. Why seek ye the living among the dead?
Yeah. Come on, brother.
I'm not going to a graveyard to seek my loved one. I go to him. I go to that rock that's higher than I. I go to that high tower, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run therein, and they say the devil can't get into that. The devil can't cross the blood of Jesus Christ. The devil can't stop the power of the living God. The devil cannot stop what God's done. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? It's impossible. It's impossible. The devils tremble at his name. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Who forgiveth how much? All thy iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. You say, well, how come some people die with the disease? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Yeah.
He may take you home, he can heal you, or he can take you home. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away.
Yeah.
Blessed is his holy name.
Yeah.
Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
Isn't it something the goodness of the Lord leads us to repentance?
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful that he's long-suffering, that none perish, but all come to repentance?
Yes.
Just look what he's done for you. Some of us was living in a ditch, had no hope. I mean, we lived a life of sin. And you know what? You couldn't get out of it on your own.
No.
You couldn't get out of it if you wanted to get out of it on your own.
No.
But he came by.
Amen.
He came by.
Yeah.
He came by. And when he came by, when he came by, he stopped at your door.
Uh-huh.
And he said, behold, I stand at the door. I knock.
Praise God.
You hear my voice?
Yes.
Open the door.
Amen.
And I will come in and sup with you and you with me. Not only that, there'll be times that I will prepare a table before your enemies. Well, thanks be to God. If God be for you, there ain't enough devils out there that can be against you.
Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Bless him, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
He knocks on the heart.
Yeah, he does.
Open the door and let me into your... He won't force it.
No, he won't.
If you ever looked at some pictures that they've made portraying who the Lord is, and he's standing there at that door. Have you noticed in that picture? There's no knob on the outside.
Right. Amen. Come on, brother.
He's not going to open it up until you open your heart up and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King? The Lord of glory, high and lifted up.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He won't force his way into your house, but he sure wants to come in. But when he comes in, the devils has got to go. It won't be you casting them out, it'll be him putting them out. Listen to this. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And the mercies of the Lord endureth forever and ever and ever. He's what? His loving kindness embraces you. His loving kindness protects. My God, he has a love that no man has like he has.
Right.
But he'll give you a love that you'll love your enemies.
Yes, you will, man.
Let me finish.
Bless him, Jesus.
Who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. He brought my family back together.
Bless him, Lord.
I owe it all to him.
Amen.
You know, I owe a price that I cannot pay.
Amen.
But I'm going to do everything I can down here to show him how much I love him.
Yeah.
Isn't it something, Job, a perfect and righteous man, richest man in the East?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to beg for nothing. He knew he was his Redeemer. He knew he lived.
Yeah.
And he saw his children die in just moments. I mean, isn't it something? One messenger comes and says, the sheep, the ox, the cat, the camels, the servants are all dead. All your sons and daughters, they're dead.
Uh-huh.
The house caved in the wind and just killed them all. I mean, that's something at one dinner table. And he hadn't even stopped eating. And then another comes and another comes. You know what he done? He said, bless the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, but bless his holy name. And you know what he done? He started worshiping. David laid for 7 days fasting, praying that God would not take that child. He fell and pleaded to God, don't take that child, his son. Don't take it. Don't take it. He laid there. All of a sudden, the men, the one knew, David knew something was happening. He knew the child had died. But they didn't want to say nothing to David. David got up, went and washed himself, cleaned himself off, and he went into the house of God and began to worship. They couldn't understand that. They couldn't understand the child just died. But David said, he can't come to me, but I can go to him. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's a peace that passes all understanding. That's a peace that in the midst of the storm, he can say, peace be still to everything about you. When everything's going bad, I've been in Africa where the enemy began to fight the threats. Oh, Lord God, the evil, and being there. You can feel the, as much as you ever felt. They say you can feel the darkness back in a cave. The deeper you go, you can actually feel the darkness. I've been there where the darkness, the principalities, the powers, the witches, the warlocks, the filth, and the evil there. You can feel that spirit trying to get a hold of you. But I said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the power of his blood, I can tell you, oh, well, my God, a peace would come. I'm telling you, I can be in the midst of a war, anything. When I know I where I'm supposed to be with God, he'll give you a peace that will pass every storm, every war, every devil, because God is my protector.
Yes, he is.
I went over there. There's some people, you can't pay them to go over there. Malaria, AIDS, violence, corruption, diseases, Ebola, all kinds of stuff. Why do you go there, Danny? I don't go there on a safari. I go there where he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Yeah. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Yeah. They shall cast out devils in my name. My Lord and my God, my Lord and my God. I'm telling you, thank God. I can believe this when Moses said, who's on the Lord's side?
Yeah.
I'm on the Lord's side.
Yeah.
I said I'm on the Lord's side. He's the captain of my salvation. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my helmet of salvation. He is my sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he loves you?
Amen. Yes.
What he's wanting back from us, that we love him. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. That's what he wants from you.
Yes.
To love him. There's some people that I've known in my life, I said, I wish the Lord I could forget them. I'm serious. Because what they have done. But I say, Lord, I want to remind you, save them. Do you know? Do you know he's got your name engraved?
Yeah.
You ever seen some people that have tattoos put in their body? You know what I'm saying? Brother, he put your name engraved in the palm of his hand. You ever heard that song? He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world. Has he got you in his hand?
Amen. Bless him, Jesus.
When the storms pass over, he'll cover you in the midst of the storm. I asked you tonight, that little woman, she's not going to forget what he done for her.
No, he won't. She won't.
No, never. Well, if you've had seven devils in you, you sold your body for whatever you could get out of it. But he was willing to buy it.
Yeah.
just like it was. But he wanted to buy you with the price of his life in exchange for your life.
Yeah, man.
Not with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yeah.
Would you come, Pastor?
Amen.